This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Suzanne Kogut is the executive director of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, and she joins me live in studio. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing great.
Now, where do you spend Christmas? At that beautiful hideaway in Maine that you have? Or are you here? Or...
Actually, this year I spent Christmas here. And I actually had the pleasure of helping Santa this year.
Ooh,
deliver
nice.
Puppies and kittens to some children. So
that's fantastic.
Awesome.
How does that work?
It was great, actually. Santa,
I assume the families know that. Santa might be doing this.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sure the kids have written to Santa, but the parents have helped Santa make that decision. And, you know, just had that little kitten and Santa came and delivered it to the house in the middle of the Christmas celebration. And the same with the puppy. And man, nothing like that.
That's incredible.
Like that.
I didn't even know that was happening. That's great.
It was
what
awesome.
Fun.
And I have to let you know that actually Santa also came to the SPCA for one of our Home for the Holidays adoption events. And it was real interesting. Santa Claus said to me that he really enjoyed hearing me on the Coy Barefoot Show.
So, I guess he's so bored that he would listen to
this
show.
You reached all the way to the North Pole.
My
what can
goodness.
I say?
That's that WINA tower. It only gets better. The SPCA, again, the website is?
CASPCA.org.
CASPCA.org. And so remind us, before we talk about, when you mentioned this... holidays. What do you do during the holidays? What special stuff goes on?
Well, we actually this year, you know, during all of December, we had a wonderful holiday special. We had a pick your price adoption special, where people could decide how much, you know, that lifetime of unconditional love to them was worth, and it was actually, I think, very successful. Some people, you know, a lot of shopping that they have to do. So some people picked a lower price, some people picked a high price. So it actually worked out well for the animals and for the SPCA.
Good deal.
But just generally, I mean, we try to keep things nice and festive. We have Santa Claus come. We have, you know, different refreshments and, you know, just celebrating Christmas at the SPCA with the animals, making sure all of them get some nice treats on the holidays, too, because... You know, while it's Christmas and Christmas Eve, everyone's there. We're still taking care of the animals.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, you don't really get a break.
No, you have to. They still need to be, you know, fed and cleaned up and walked and everything else. So yeah. We had some wonderful volunteers coming in to help, too.
So is it crowded now? I haven't been there. We keep saying that we want to stop by over the holidays, but...
December has been a wonderful month for us, November, too, around Thanksgiving. I think the holidays... You know, a lot of people used to say, oh, you shouldn't bring pets home during the holidays. It's too crazy, too much excitement. Truth is, a lot of people are home more during the holidays, and it's often a great time to acclimate a pet. You know, if it gets too exciting during Christmas Day or New Year's Eve or whatever, you can put them in a separate room and have them have some quiet time. But a lot of people are home. It's a wonderful time to bring a pet home.
Yeah. Do you recommend that people do the crate thing that they when they get a dog from you or a puppy that isn't housebroken? Because some of them are, but... do you recommend that, or is that a, hey, if you want to do it, you can?
I actually think that I think I would much rather see a dog be in a crate during the stage where he's going through his chewing stage than to chew the couch and be returned to the SPCA. There's always a real easy fix. And that, you know, I think people think, oh, the crate is so mean. It's just such a small area. Animals are okay. They're okay. They're sort of, they're going to den in there, have their downtime. And it actually teaches them. It's very good for housebreaking. It also teaches them, I think, boundaries and that, you know, every item in the house isn't their personal chew toy. So yeah. I think it's a great way to train your pet.
If you just joined us, it's 4:20 on the clock, almost 50 degrees in Charlottesville. We're talking with Suzanne Kogut, an update from the SPCA online at CASPCA.org. So what else is going on?
You know, we've had a great year again. This is just, and I always look at that. This isn't, I think, we don't applaud just, you know, what we do at the SPCA. This is the community. The community has, we couldn't do what we did without the community. And, you know, we continue in Charlottesville and Albemarle to tell everyone that we value the animals in our community. So we've kept up on our adoptions. We've been doing great things on spay neuter. And we're still leading the country in saving the most animals and having a no-kill community for 5 years now. And there's not a lot of places that can say that.
It really is the best in the nation. I mean, you set the model. You have People coming from all over the nation to see, well, what are they doing here in Central Virginia?
Absolutely. People come from all over, and we go and speak all over at various conferences. And, you know, I think that's one of our goals next year also, is to really capitalize on that and really become more of a training ground, especially for people that are in it and trying to run organizations. How can we train them to help them do what we're doing here in their own community?
Yeah. And what's the secret to that? As you've already started to work with other folks, I mean, in other communities, what is it really the community has to get behind it and there has to be a commitment to it? Or
Absolutely. The community has to be behind it because, let's face it, I mean, over 50% of our support is from the community. So if the community didn't want this and they weren't supporting our SPCA, there's no way we could do this. I mean, we need to hire the veterinarians, the staff, and everything to care for the animals. So clearly one. And then I think for us that are there working at the SPCA, it's giving it our all and coming up with solutions, not excuses why things can't be doing, but trying to figure out ways to accomplish everything. And you know, it's running forward on every front, whether it's, you know, doing everything that we can to help adoptions, increasing foster homes, decreasing animals coming in, providing a resource to people to be able to help them keep their pets instead of relinquishing it to the SPCA. I think you have to be sort of doing great on every single aspect of it and really never stop. Determine, you know, really strong will.
Yeah, yeah. And I know all the volunteers and the folks who work with you, that's what they have become accustomed to, is a very, very clear vision that you have set since you've been here, that this is what I want to accomplish and this is what we're going to do. And you didn't accomplish it alone, and you don't make it happen alone, of course, but you are very amazing, and you're a real blessing to this community. And I just want to remind folks, if they're just hearing this for the first time, this doesn't mean that the SPCA here doesn't put animals down. It just means that you try to adopt as many as you can. You don't put an animal down simply because you can't find a home for it.
Right. I mean, we save 90% of the animals, and that's what is a no-kill community, saving 90%. The animals that we would euthanize have serious medical illnesses or serious aggression issues that they could become a danger to society. But if you look at that and compare that with sort of the national save rate, we save 90%. Nationally, we're talking 50% maybe. You know,
at most SPCAs. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a shame. That means half of the animals coming in and to the organizations that are designed and set up to help them are actually killing them. And that's actually a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. Suzanne Kogut is the executive director of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, online at caspca.org. So where to from here?
You know, next year, again, one of our biggest things is going to be helping other people and training other people. We've already done a lot of that. We just want to see if we could do it in a bigger and a better way.
So that you become really not just the known national leader, but an active, proactive national leader in this movement.
Right. I mean, yeah. We have 5,000 animals in our community here that we save, but what about the millions that are out there in all the other communities? And I think we've already had a great impact. We just want to do more and really help the people that want to do it. And for us, the other thing that we're really going to focus on next year is, I think we've probably, you know, come up with solutions for so many of what's been facing the SPCA over the years and increasing adoptions and foster homes and stuff like that. The one thing that we still struggle with is the amount of cats and kittens that still come into our SPCA. And so we are going to take a more proactive approach on trying to really get out there and spay and neuter more of those cats and kittens. Now, we've already, for the past five years, we've spayed and neutered over 21,000 animals. I don't think people realize that.
Just here in Central Virginia.
Holy cow!
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, and that's still not enough. And I think reaching out and getting the cats, and it's one thing that just right now we're offering us a free spay neuter for cats for low to middle income residents in a number of zip codes where we find our highest intakes, or we're targeting those zip codes.
Yeah.
But that's just if people bring them to us. We're going to have to figure out a way where we can actually even reach out. To do that, I think we're going to struggle with some laws. I don't think the laws right now in Virginia really promote saving lives. And so we may have to work with some of our state legislature to legislators to try to get those changed.
Yeah, the existing politics and the legal issues of this actually lean towards just putting the animals down instead of being proactive and spaying and neutering.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the crazy part.
That's what's really scary. I mean, all it does is make it, here you go. Once you take them in, you can do these things. And then, you know, here's your time period. And then you can just put them down. I mean, it really, the laws don't encourage anyone to save lives. And to some extent, they really do discourage them. And often some organizations that are euthanizing a lot of animals use the law as the reason that they're doing it. I think we have a different interpretation of the law.
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it must be so frustrating for you to see this is crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. And, you know, and the thing is, what people do is they look at, I mean, take the cat issue, for instance. I mean, okay, so maybe everyone in Charlottesville isn't a cat lover. Even if you're not, you have cat lovers out there, you have people that maybe don't like cats and just don't want them on their property. At the end of the day, we all agree on one thing. We would like less cats and kittens out there. So let's allow us to do things to reduce the amount. So, you know, we're the SPCA. Our goal isn't to go out there and get them all and kill them. But we will go out there and get them all to spay and neuter them.
Yeah.
So people need to, you know, let go of their ideals. Some people just want you to go get them all and just kill them all. I mean, you know, hey, listen, these cats in the community have a right to live just like the squirrels and the rabbits. And we're not going out there and getting them all and killing them. Why do people want that with respect to cats? It's a little bit crazy. And to some extent, again, the laws are crazy. When people don't like it, they could use the laws as the reason to go and round up the cats and euthanize them all. Yeah. And that's just insane.
Is there a large feral population in Central Virginia? Do we know?
There's a large feral population in the entire country.
Really?
We are not.
Out in the woods
different.
And the sewers. Absolutely. And everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it could be, you know, it could be around the local restaurant. It could be just, you know, out in the farm country. It could be everywhere. And it's to be more proactive in reducing that.
Suzanne Kogut is the executive director of the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, online at caspca.org. And that's the best place the best means by which folks can reach you if they want to chip in, help out, and maybe see if they can help in these political issues as well. Maybe writing some of their legislators here in Virginia and letting them know what hell they think. That would be nice. Suzanne, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.